And that's
Rita.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Church.
Church. Take me to church.
I want to go to church.
Get one free. If you could buy a church and get one free, would you?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
How much is the first one?
Well, how much could buying a church possibly be?
$100. $1,000?
I'd say max, we're looking at $250.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Threedom. I'm Scott.
I'm Paul.
I'm Lauren.
And there's no mistaking. This is Threedom.
What can we say? This is Threedom.
I mean, geez, you're not listening to anything else.
This podcast has a certain je ne sais Threedom.
I'm dealing with post-nasal drip, which of course you know.
I'm dealing with pre-nasal drip. It's coming any second now.
Yeah. Oop, there it is.
Pre-nasal?
Oop, there it is. Pre-nasal drip. Bloop.
Why
it's just,
would
it's just very annoying because you know I was sick last week,
right?
And it's not COVID,
right?
And then this is the like last remaining like thing that wants to happen inside of my body, and it's very annoying.
Well, I mean, you're also pregnant.
Well, okay, I just mean my nose. I'm not pregnant.
You do have
nose.
One remaining thing in your body that is happening.
There's also this thing called pregnancy rhinitis.
Oh,
where you can have a stuffy nose for no reason, which I have had a lot of. It's really annoying.
Wait, is rhinitis, is that a fancy term for stuffy nose?
Yeah. It's so crazy that
it's stupid.
Anything related to the nose, they call it rhino stuff. It's like,
oh my God, stop insulting me.
Yeah.
Because of the fucking like rhino
big,
horn?
Like I got a big horn on my fucking face.
That guy became, which came first? Rhino for nose or rhino for the mouth?
For the monster.
You know those monsters, rhinoceroses?
Animals just may as well be monsters.
Some animals are absolutely monsters.
Well, yeah.
Rhinoceros? Yes.
That's one.
Tarantula.
Giraffe.
Giraffe monster.
They're beautiful, but monsters.
Beautiful monsters.
Yeah. Beautiful monsters exist.
Beautiful monsters like the Jinx, Robert Durst.
Still, he's a monster.
I always think about that and go, those people making that documentary must have just been crying
fist
with
pumping,
excitement. Like when
like
he
Tiger
was
Woods
in the
style.
Bathroom Yay! Saying he did it. Like that's the best fucking shit.
But then I heard that was kind of fabricated.
Yeah. Don't do this to me.
I'm sorry.
I want
you to know the truth.
I heard he is AI.
So nobody ever got murdered. This was a fun character they created.
Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, I went
about 14 days?
Less. A week ago. We went on a baby moon trip.
Oh, where'd you go?
We went to Santa Barbara, but we were also
we just went there yesterday all weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We just went there yesterday all weekend.
Yep.
Let's share about that.
I was there for the Santa Barbara International Film Festival because I had a film in the festival called Another Happy Day.
Were you there for Zbiv?
Yes. And then we made it a baby moon because I was looking to schedule a baby moon. And I was like, it's getting too close to the wire.
What could be better?
I got to make this one.
What could be better?
Yeah, one thing.
One thing. And it was great. And we went to the zoo. And that's why I was thinking of that.
We've been to the zoo there.
Did you go this time?
We didn't. We passed it and Kulop said to me, why did we go to the zoo that time? And I said, I don't fucking know.
Right before you have a kid?
Why did we?
Is that because you're saying you didn't have a kid?
No, we just, we didn't have a kid, but it was really, I mean, it was 20 some odd years ago. And we were like, why did we go to the zoo?
I would go to the zoo in another city. That's like fun. But I,
you did in fact.
Well, I did. Well, now I have to.
Had you just seen
it's
Rocky?
It's mandated.
You have to go to the zoo every city you go.
If I have a toddler
you legally
with me,
have to go to the zoo?
I legally have to take her to the zoo.
This is with Holly.
Yeah, we did a whole thing. We have nobody to take care of her if we were to.
I would.
People refuse, right? They're like,
We like being with her. You know, it's really, because a few people were very like, you brought your baby on your baby moon. And I was like, what else am I supposed to do? I mean, this is what's going on.
We already have one. So
second of all, I like her and I want to show her other places. And she had a great time. She actually loved the trip so much. We rented an Airbnb and she was like running around the whole time chasing Franny, our dog. And it was like,
you brought the dogs too.
We did the whole thing. And when it was time to go, she said, I don't want to go home. She loved the trip so much.
That's sweet.
And the festival was also very good.
What if you said, that's great because we're living here now? Would she then say,
okay, find your own way home?
I think she would be fine with
it. Just leave her there.
But it was a great weekend. It was really nice. We did like four nights. And
how many days? One?
One day.
You just kept coming home and going back to, for the night.
And I would
just
pop
waiting
out
outside the city limits.
I popped out to do these festival Q&As and whatnot, which was really fun.
What questions were you asked?
Well, I was asked many questions, but
how do you memorize all the lines?
Yeah, a lot of people wondering that, and they just did not understand. The movie is a postpartum depression comedy, and so a lot of the conversation is surrounding postpartum depression, but a lot of people sharing from the audience, which was really
their own story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, did their ways they related.
Were there people that saw you pregnant and they said, you,
this
how
is the opposite
you,
of what the
you're lying.
About.
You don't know what it is. There was, they didn't know you already had a baby.
There was actually a lot of, oh, now you're about to see what I'm like.
You're required anytime you work for Happy Madison to do that.
Can I tell you about one time I had an audition at the Happy Madison studios or whatever? And I forget what it was for. Oh, was it for that?
It was to play do you know Happy what
it was
Gilmore,
for?
Right?
It was for the TV show Gay Robot.
That was a
Nick
show.
Swardson.
Right. I gotta look
that up. Yes.
Wait, was that a, it was made or was it a pilot?
I don't remember if it was made.
I think it was. I don't know. Because
it's,
was
a, oh, it's a
this,
movie. It's
this
a,
was the pilot.
It was something he was doing in his act.
Yes.
Yeah. And he would was, do the character.
This was a pilot. And
I see. It looks like it was a pilot.
When I got there, the, oh, good.
I'm saying,
thank you for the confirmation.
And it didn't continue on to be a series.
Oh, wait, I have some new information. This was a pilot.
And well, they always list a pilot as a TV movie, which I find very weird.
I auditioned for this even after I was kind of told like the audition was a mere formality.
Oh, meaning that they were going to give you the part, not that it was like, we're obligated to audition you, but you're never going to get the part.
Yeah, it was like, no, this is like, don't worry about it. And then, of course, I did not get the part.
Love that.
But I remember being in the waiting room. Of course. Why do people open their mouths?
Why say? Everyone's already saying it's you. Everyone's talking about how it's you.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And then I don't get it. Oh, why did anyone say
I forgot. Other people were also talking about this other person. And they were the ones who make the decision. So, yeah.
Not to interject, but I will.
But here we go.
Yeah.
But I hated when people would do that around me, where they would like promise people jobs.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So early.
Yeah.
So to the point where I do the opposite, where I'm always like,
you'll never get this.
I'm actively going.
You'll never work.
You're
for
a
me.
Terrible actor. I hate your work. No, but I had friends who would do that all the time, where it was like, oh, your show is ordered. And then they go, hey, you're going to work for me. 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 And then
Jesus Christ.
You get the budget and it's like you can only afford
it.
Yeah,
you have
writer.
No control. Yeah.
And then they would never talk to the person that they said they were going to hire. And the person's always like, why did
you?
Why?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I'm in the I get to the waiting room and it's full of people and there's nowhere to sit. And there was technically one place you could sit, but a dog was sitting there.
What? Whose?
Adam Sandler's. It was Meatball.
Oh, okay.
Wow. He should have a chair.
Was that like a test of like if you tell Meatball to get off the chair? Then you
can
have
you imagine going in and telling someone else's dog to move?
Yeah, to like, the dog itself. Like not going to the person at the office, but hey, get out of there.
Be a test of being an asshole.
Yeah.
But you would have gotten the part if you had.
Unless, because they would have respected
me
as an alpha
male. Unless the
test
was, will he do it?
They'd be like, oh my God, he did it.
He'll do that to us if we don't hire him.
Do you want to be an executive producer credit?
So then what happened?
So then I auditioned. It did not go well and I did not get the role.
So then what happened?
So then this show did not go. And I
because
guess what?
It's you.
Because it should have been me.
Because it wasn't you.
But then what happened?
Then,
catch us up to now.
Like every day.
Oh, I went to sleep.
Okay.
And I woke up 3 weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Actually,
you were in a coma?
It took way less time.
Oh, coma.
Oh, my coma.
Oh, my coma.
You did so many threes.
I got to go into my coma.
I think he's talking about his girlfriend, but he keeps calling her a coma. Oh, no, she's just in a coma.
Girlfriend in a coma.
Girlfriend in a coma. Coma in a coma.
How was...
Coma in a coma.
Hello.
Oh, Morrissey, we know you suck now, but
for
please, can you do a parody of your own song, Guma in a Coma?
Please.
What did you do in Santa Barbara?
It was a total, like, let's get away for a couple of days because I can't sleep.
Why?
Because you know how previously on Threedom we talked about how we take turns monitoring the baby. When it's my turn, I turn down the monitor really low because anything will wake me up. and I don't want to wake Cool up.
But yeah, you
I
mean, hear the her from her
the,
room.
The monitor's taking care of it. Why do you have to?
No, but I turn it down so low because any noise, no matter how low, will wake me up. I don't want Cool up to be woken up.
Goo.
But when Cool up, it's her turn. She turns it up all the way because she sleeps so deeply that.
This is not a good system. I think you got to figure this out.
You need separate bedrooms, Downton Abbey style.
So pretty much every single day I'm woken up. But she was just like, you're really tired. Yeah, I know, but I'm glad about it.
Sometimes by light, sometimes by sound.
Yeah.
It's like every single day I get woken up.
I know. And you think, like, can I just
couldn't I just skip one day?
Can I? Oh, can you fucking imagine?
I have the worst snoring right now.
Skip a day. Just be asleep for one whole day.
I was thinking about when I was sick. Or would pretend to be sick when I was young. School's not that bad, but it was just like...
Oh, it'd be amazing to not go.
But but just thinking about it when I was like...
I counter that it is that bad.
Yeah, it's like it sucks.
It sucks. But like when you're school a kid, famously sucks. It sucks.
I'm saying when you're 5 or 6. Because yeah. I remember
even
one
that
time...
that sucks.
Yeah.
I remember one time just pretending to have laryngitis.
And when you were that young?
When I was 6.
I have laryngitis.
I'd be like, I can't talk. Just so I can skip school and watch TV all day.
Yes.
That's great.
And I remember the I'm sure I've talked about this, but I'm not going to apologize for it, but the PBS pledge drive was on.
Mm-hmm.
And
the best.
I remember them saying, like, you have to call in.
And Wikipedia's like headlines are the new PBS pledge drive.
But as a bit, I shouted to my mom in the kitchen. I'm like, we have to call in. And she came and she said, what happened to your voice?
That's I was like, so funny. Oh. As if she didn't already know.
We have to save them.
But it's so funny to like get to catch you. I know. Like, that's so fun.
But
a belated congratulations. You played yourself.
Thank you so much.
I just want to say I have the worst snores in the world right now. And I don't know about
you do.
I don't know about it at all.
And they're coming out of your butt.
Mic up. On.
I was thinking about this. Why doesn't snoring wake you up?
I don't know.
How is it possible? Because my brother used to snore like fucking crazy, like rattle the windows. And I'm like, how is he sleeping? Yeah. He's closer to it than anybody.
It's almost like a white noise machine.
Yeah.
Like you're just like enjoying it.
It should be that way for everyone.
Yeah, right.
Right? I can sleep through the rain. Why can't I sleep through snoring?
I know. Snoring is horrible.
I was in a relationship with someone who snored and it did sort of become like a white noise machine after a while. I mean, sometimes it was super loud. It would wake me up and I'd nudge or whatever.
He does adjust me from time to time. But I've been wearing those nasal strips.
Yes.
And those don't always really do it. Sometimes it seems like it's working and other times it's not. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Like me.
Why don't you just cut off your nose?
Okay, despite my face?
Mm-hmm. Despite your face.
Let's not divulge into chaos here.
Okay.
A thing I heard.
Quoting
on Traders.
On Traders.
Yeah.
Someone said that? Yeah. Oh, on Traders? Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, someone will say, and Kulap and I will look at each other and say, like, that
didn't
make
sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love when stuff like that. I really hate when people say, and it happens a lot in like reality TV testimonials, like where they'll say, like,
so much.
Like, me, like him and me's. Like, it's like, you're just like, what are you saying?
Him
you
and
know
me's.
The
like,
only.
And when I had to go get him and me's breakfast, or like, it's just like, just, well, just stop.
That stuff doesn't. The only thing that bothers me is when people get expressions wrong. And the only reason it bothers me is because, of course, I know what they mean. It's not that. It's not that I feel like they're being imprecise. It's that some expressions are really good. And it's like, you're fucking
we need to cherish them.
Like, what's an example? If you can think of one. It might be hard to think of one.
You know what? A classic one is buck naked.
And people say butt naked.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, your butt's naked.
It actually makes more sense than buck naked.
No, it doesn't.
Because buck naked originated from Buck Rogers, that one episode where he was naked.
Which was rare because in the 24th century.
I thought it originated.
Many clothes.
There's so many clothes.
I thought it was because you buck your clothes off like a horse.
That's interesting.
I'd like to try
that. I don't really think that, Paul.
I think it's because
it didn't come off.
No. I think it's because you're naked as a buck. You're out, you're not wearing like any clothes.
Okay. But why naked, buck? Why not every animal?
Great question. Frog naked.
Dog naked.
No, some dogs wear clothes.
Oh, true.
Some dogs wear clothes.
But have you ever seen frogs wearing clothes? Never.
Frog and Toad books.
Famously. And you know what? They actually look good.
They're handsome.
Those guys have style. They have style.
Those books are very sweet and calm.
Yes.
There's a new show. That's somebody who
this new show
wrote on a new Frog and Toad cartoon.
I heard that. Now, here's what I learned very recently.
Holly into that.
Mr. Toad,
yeah,
like of Wild Ride fame.
Yeah,
that's not the same thing as Frog and Toad.
No, and Mr. Toad is on crack cocaine. Have you been on the ride?
That ride is nuts. You go to hell. That
it's scary.
That ride is too wild.
It's so scary.
They tell you though. They tell you, hey, Mr. Toad's mild ride,
when
honey.
When you get in the
they
little
give
like,
you an option.
Seat.
Would you like wild or mild?
They ask if you're going to...
When you order chicken.
If you choose,
the mild ride is literally 10 seconds long. Yeah, you just go into a semicircle and then you get out.
And if you choose wild, you have to sign your soul to the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they will take it. And at the end, has it.
Would you sign your soul to the devil if that was the only way to get into Disneyland?
No.
Are you sure?
What if it was the only way to get out of Disneyland? Then yes.
No, I'd live there.
Forever?
Yeah. I'd live in the apartment where Walt Disney lived above the firehouse.
Yeah.
Do you think that's still there?
It is. I saw something about it the other day. I don't know what I was watching.
And it's gorgeous.
A security camera?
He's got a Ring camera.
Saw it about it.
It's always goofy
it.
Going. The whole selling your soul... I don't know.
Well, because
like a good deal.
Well, because here's the thing: you have one, you're not really aware of it. It kind of feels like take it or leave it. I don't know if I have one, but once it's gone,
yeah,
I want those grams, baby. Don't take those grams from me.
Yeah,
the Instagrams.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the seven? How many is it? 24 grams?
7 grams.
I think it's more than seven.
How many grams?
What is that movie where it's like?
I thought it was seven. Yeah,
I thought it was like 24.
7 grams is a Chinese restaurant in Tustin, California.
Why is it called 7 grams?
They sell souls exclusively.
I'm going to say Sean Penn grams. 21 grams.
21 grams.
3 times 7.
That's right. Of course it's that many grams.
I'm keeping them. I'm keeping my grams.
You want all your grams?
Yeah. I don't even want to go to heaven. I want to stay in my rotting corpse.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Of course it would. What wouldn't be fun about that?
Your soul having fun inside your dead body?
Yeah, having a ball.
Yeah. So if you get buried with your soul, it just gets trapped?
I imagine, right? Yeah, it's just
there's a school of thought that you don't want to be cremated. Because what if...
Don't cremate me!
What if we don't have sensors to pick it up?
Okay,
what if,
Star Trek.
But what if... I said that intentionally.
Sensors.
But what if you could feel things when you're dead?
Horrible.
And you're sitting there, you're unable to move or communicate, but you can feel things, and then they're like, well, let's put you in the oven.
Wait, that's
not going to happen.
That's the basis for a sci-fi thing, that dead people can feel... Everything that's happening.
I feel
happening
like there's a Star Trek thing. There's an episode about this.
That's terrible.
I'm trying to remember what I'm trying to remember. Captain Picard was bald.
The Worf one guy had ears.
Seemed tough, but he was really a pussy.
I need you to know, canonically, Captain Picard is a virgin.
Did he say that?
No, that was like a thing. I'd call up Tony Newsom sometimes and leave her a voice memo. Say, Tony, please let everyone know canonically everyone. I am a virgin.
Here, salt and pepper.
He's done over the shirt stuff.
His own shirt. Not someone else's. Please let everyone know, Tawny. Like she's Tawny, supposed to.
You must tell them.
as keeper of the new flame.
She was going to do some event and he was there and I started doing it then, I think.
All right, we have to take a break.
We're back.
So wait, how was Santa Barbara?
Oh, it was good. I
but don't you're not we're not letting like, you off the hook.
I just need to
how
know.
How was it?
So
the first night, Cool App was like, you know, you're really tired all the time. What if we got out of town? And so the first night I was like, I'm probably not that tired. I went to sleep at 9:30 and woke up at 8:30.
Wow. Were you in your own room?
No.
But, so you didn't
but without just the
constant
monitor on, it just allowed me to.
Well, now what did she stay? Was Emmy here? What happened? How did you work this?
So that's what I'm. That's what I'm saying.
My sister-in-law came and stayed with her. Yeah,
nice. And so she was on monitor duty.
Yes, and thankfully, because this was a weekend where she was coughing a lot and up quite a bit.
Oh, good. You didn't have to comfort her.
Yeah.
The worst part of parenting.
But no, it was good. We just hung out at the hotel on one day. We went to town and went to the Funk Zone. That's right. We went to the Funk Zone.
I
proud of it.
What's I Googled that. I don't know if I ended up there or not.
You would know.
Okay, so I didn't.
I feel like you definitely know if you ended up at the Funk Zone.
Well, I was like in some area, but I didn't.
Was it funky?
What is it?
I was in a zone.
Did I miss out?
So the Funk Zone, it appears to be Santa Barbara's attempt to create a neighborhood
doesn't sound good.
That's a little more boho chic, I guess, than Santa Barbara is, because you know how
it's
Santa Barbara is.
It's very mallish.
Santa Barbara is very like old people and then college kids.
Yeah, but there is a lot of beautiful nature.
So this was a...
It's called the Funk Zone?
The Funk Zone. Yeah. This was a neighborhood
when I was Googling like where to go shopping and stuff, it popped up.
It was like three blocks filled with a lot of women with giant hats and babies.
Funky.
Okay.
So I
would have not fit in, but kind of fit in.
If you view yourself as
a
cool parent, you know, this is where you like go to eat and go to shop. And there were a lot of like wine tasting bars and stuff like
that. It's 1 o'clock somewhere.
I don't know if I was there. It felt like that in other places too. There was wine everywhere.
I feel like if you go to a place that's called the Funk Zone, you would never forget it.
Yeah, there were street signs everywhere that said you were entering the Funk Zone.
Oh, no!
Is that true?
Yes,
very true. I definitely didn't go there.
Yeah. And there was a store that had Funk Zone sweatshirts, and Cool Up was threatening to buy me one.
Threatening.
I feel like the Funk Zone is
shut up,
me.
Or I'm going to buy you the sweatshirt.
This looks also some, yeah, I, you know, I looked at this and I didn't care because I saw this picture and it's the same picture I see now. And it's like a store that has like cool colored file cabinets. And I'm like,
no.
Okay. Yeah, we bought 20 file cabinets.
Oh, fun. Funky.
Yep, I'm just like,
very funky.
I don't care. But interesting.
No, but it was.
But I also can't drink wine. And that's getting in the way of like a lot of
your normal daily activities.
Yeah. Well, like if I was going to stroll around some cool neighborhood,
getting
like,
in the way of me blacking out,
I would have wine.
No, it was kind of like we just hung out and then we were like, well, let's go to the wine tasting thing. I will say, okay, so we went to the wine tasting thing. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been to one of these, it's like you get, you know, five glasses for $25 a piece or whatever. So we had the first two were great. Third one tasted like water, literally like water. We both went, this has zero taste to it. So when the person comes by and goes, how'd you enjoy that wine? And we looked at each other like, should we just say great? Like,
are you being tricked?
Should we just say fine and let it go or whatever? But I was like, to be honest, it had no flavor. It was just like water. And she kind of went, yeah, not for everyone, huh? And just went, like, I feel like that's an opportunity service-wise to go talk to your owner and say, like, I think we got a bad batch or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, at the very least.
It shouldn't taste like water.
Taste this. You know what I mean?
I think she should have been like...
Did it smell like
curious
water?
About that.
No. It just... She had trouble pouring it out of the bottle, too.
Okay, it couldn't come out?
Because there was a stopper. So I was a little like... Don't ask the question unless you want... Unless you're prepared to deal with the reality of an answer.
I think if you are given information like that, you should be curious and say, really?
Not for everyone. No, that's not for everyone.
If it tastes like orange and you don't like orange, that's not for everyone.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not a wine snob at all. The only time this has ever happened to me is we went into a wine bar.
You're a wine proletariat.
Yeah, exactly. And being a server, I was taught about wine. That I was like, why do people, you know, why do people smell the cork? Why do they smell it? All that kind of stuff. And it's not, they say it's not to judge the wine, whether it's good or bad. It's to see if it is, tastes vinegary and has
turned, if it's gone off.
Yes.
Yes.
So we were in this wine bar. They delivered our wine. I tasted it. And it was the only time in my life where I was like, oh, this is a problem. Uh-huh. And I sent it back. And the person argued with me about it.
Yeah.
And said that it wasn't True. And I was like...
But see, oh my gosh, I was just out. So when I was in Santa Barbara, I went out with my friend after our thing, our movie thing. And
very unspecific.
After our screening. Fucking and she had a glass of wine and I didn't.
You want to go to Santa Barbara? Barbara.
I should have gone.
I know, we were thinking about that time we went a couple of years ago.
That was fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We think we left our exploding kittens deck in that house.
We have one. We had to borrow it.
Oh, no, we bought another Scott's? One.
Okay. No, we bought it after. anyway, your story,
my
please.
Friend
your
had
story, your majesty.
A bug floating in her wine.
Ew.
And I was like, get another one. And then she felt like rude, but I was like, you have one glass of wine. And there's a bug in it.
You have one glass of wine in your life.
And they did replace it. But then I'm like, you can't do that everywhere, probably. Yeah. But it was like empty. And I was like, let's get another glass.
I one time was sort of mildly and jovially shamed for being for having a bug in my wine.
By whom?
At an outdoor event. By some friends of my
Some friends
wife.
Were shaming? Oh, friends yes. of Jamie's.
They're this making fun sense. Of you for having a bug in it or for caring that
for
there
was. For caring that there was a bug in it. Because we were outside.
Oh, and we were inside.
I don't drink no bug.
Just take it out, whatever.
Take it out? They're filthy. Disgusting.
We were inside bugs. And there was a bug. And I'm like...
You know that flies like land on shit, right?
Yeah. I do.
And you know, mosquitoes drink blood, right?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Like the things that these fucking things put in their mouths.
This is the only thing
And I'm
thing
supposed to drink
eat?
Them?
Yeah.
But this is the only thing mosquitoes can eat. Blood.
It's like,
yeah.
That's
guys,
fucking, that's a fatal flaw, dude.
There's like, donuts out there.
It's like other.
Yes, you're drinking blood?
So, like, try something else.
Actually, for example, I just saw something about polar bears where they've been having to forage because of global warming and they have to eat birds and stuff. And they normally wouldn't do that. And I'm like, if you're so mosquito, let's just say there's no blood.
Yeah.
So you just don't eat.
Yeah.
You're not even gonna like right? pivot and like yeah. find yeah. something else.
Pivot.
Yeah.
Pivot.
Pivot.
Pivot. David Schwimmer was in a clip from Shark Tank that I was watching last night. He was supporting pancake mix. And
he was supporting?
What does that mean? There was I just wanted to come out here and support.
Celebrities have their charities.
They were doing a Shark Tank update on this guy. And they showed
Shark Tank, by the way, should update not just on the people who they have business with, but on everyone.
I want to see updates on everybody.
Yeah.
I hate Shark Tank so much.
Oh, I watch it all the time.
Sharks?
Well, let's talk about that. But so
let's unpack this.
They show this guy who's now like making millions off his pancake mix business, but they show his pitch and randomly David Schwimmer, they cut to David Schwimmer being like, this pancake mix is so good. And then he's in the room. And then they don't show him
so
again.
So they attach Schwimmer to this pitch?
And this guy is an actor in Chicago. And I was like, he probably does plays with David Schwimmer. But I'm like, this is fascinating. That they just like, they just popped in one line of him being like, I love this pancake mix. It's really, really good. And then it just like, he was gone. And they never mentioned like he's friends with him or whatever. Like, I hadn't seen that episode. I had
Did
no
the
content.
Sharks bring it up? Like,
there was no David Schwimmer. They were just showing an old clip. Okay. And then, the guy was just going
David
like
David Schwimmer pancakes.
Talking about how successful his business is.
Uh-oh,
now.
Look at
long,
it.
Okay,
safe search
on Instagram, Long Table Pancakes, the best damn pancakes and waffles I've ever had.
Look, now we're promoting it.
Long Table on Shark Tank.
I'm not. What? I'm against it.
What the hell is happening with Schwimmer and these pancakes? Why is he eating so many pancakes?
He flew to LA or lives here. And went to the Shark Tank studios.
That's the weirdest part of it.
Stood there and said, I love pancakes.
Like, how many times do you have pancakes a year?
Do you know what? I can't make pancakes. I'm terrible at it.
I can see that.
Well, what's wrong? I'm actually, this is something
you don't want a bad
one. Maybe you need Long Table.
I'm wondering if I do. I need
Long Table. If you want
to
sponsor our show.
You do.
Because I love pancakes.
That's right.
But I'll make like 400 also, duds and then I'll have like one.
You have
one.
A little
like,
kid? Little
on?
Kid? You have to be able to make pancakes.
I know,
pancakes
but I make
kid.
Frozen ones all the time.
How is it?
Well, not for me.
When you say, are you making the mix wrong or are you cooking them
I'm
on the griddle?
I'm cooking them wrong.
And how do you do that wrong? Is it you're
It's like they're
them
gooey inside.
You're doing it in the tub.
Tell me.
So you're not cooking them long.
But then they're getting burnt.
Maybe your
Have
oven
you heard
is
of
too
burnt?
High.
So I should put it on really low, but way longer than I think.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a pancake expert.
I want to try it. Because
I'm not claiming to
well,
be.
Well, my dad's going to come in town and maybe I'll make him
I don't know how to make pancakes. Here's all I know. I got me old pipe. I got me old fiddle. The sun comes up. I got cakes on the griddle.
I bet your dad would tell you how.
I kind of want a griddle. Yeah, well.
Yeah, you should get a griddle. Anytime I make eggs, I'm always thinking about the one time my dad taught me anything. No, the one time
it was,
he was
about something else.
He was like, okay, this is how you got to like, you know, scrape. You got to do the edges cook. So you got to like go out.
Is this like scrambled eggs?
This is any kind of egg.
Any kind of egg.
Or an omelet or whatever. So like literally, I think of him telling me this every single time I ever make eggs, which is, you know.
It's interesting how the brain holds on.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish it would let go. And then I could be at peace.
I wish my brain was separate and I could leave
it
at home.
In a jar?
Yeah.
I would just like to look at it.
Yeah. One time I'd like to look at him.
I wish I could
take it.
He's up there. You can't deny it.
Yeah.
I would love to take him out of there. Just plop him on the table and just get a good long look.
Your brain?
Yeah.
But what would you be able to see without him in your head?
Fuck.
Can I say that Long Table is still in business?
Why are you
company
doing
is only continuing to grow.
I know. They made 1.25 in the last 6 months or something.
A decision they've made? Let's only grow from now on.
The company has gone on to expand its product line, offering new limited edition pancake and waffle mixes, such as short run ginger cookie flavor blend.
Okay. Well, while we're just promoting random things, another Shark Tank thing, this almost made me want to get another cat. It was I kind of want one anyway, but it was a litter that detects pH imbalances. So if your cat is sick, it will tell you.
So you want to buy a sick cat.
Well, my cat had kidney problems at the end, and I would have known that sooner.
Right, right, right.
But that was very interesting. And then they also have pee pads for dogs. You. Oh, you could piss on it and see if you have a UTI. But they have.
Oh, it turned out I have a UTI. I pissed on a pee pad.
They have pee pads for dogs that do the same thing, which is really, that's very helpful. It's
very
smart.
Helpful.
Have you ever thought of dogs getting UTIs?
I'm sure they do.
Or STDs.
Do dogs get chlamydia and herpes
dogs
and shit?
Get chlamydia. I don't know. I guess anybody can, right?
I think
it happens to the best
if you fuck it enough.
I don't know if dogs.
Oh no, Lauren tipped over.
Dogs love to use condoms.
Let's see.
They can't.
Complete silence as we look.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's why I don't like Shark Tank.
Okay. Tell us.
I don't.
Yes. Like, dogs get STDs.
Shit.
That's an answer. I don't like the sharks themselves. I don't like the way they talk to people.
What about Mr. Wonderful?
I fucking hate that guy so much.
You know,
he's my most hated one.
What's weird about the Shark Tank guys is now they are on all these ads as themselves going like, this is a good product. This is a good product. If you're so successful, why do you have to do these ads? Or is it just purely a make hay while the sun shines?
I think it's
got to
be part of the deal, right?
No, it's not ads for stuff that they've...
Oh.
They're like, you know, hi, it's Mr. Wonderful, and I'm, you know, talking about this thing.
It's just money. It's just like... Because I'm sure they get gobs of money to give an endorsement because of the show.
And at that point, what do you care? Just pile it on, you know?
Yeah, you're already a soulless creep. Go ahead.
And we'll get back to Shark Tank in a minute. But
we don't have
then
to.
Then another ad that I saw recently was you know, the person from Flip or Flop, the Christina Hall.
No, what's that?
It was the divorce couple.
Something else I don't like about it. Okay.
It was the divorce couple. You had Tarek or Tara.
Oh, yeah.
And they got divorced, but they still continue doing the show or whatever.
Musa.
But so she's...
One got custody of Flip, the other got custody of Flop.
but so she's doing an ad for showers or something, right?
And he's doing baths?
But this is how the commercial starts. She walks in and goes, hi, it's Christina again.
This is like my problem with Curious... This is my problem with Curious George books. What do you mean?
What do you mean again, Christina?
Set it up.
We've never spoken.
It's also like on Love is Blind, where she goes, I'm Vanessa Lachey, and obviously I'm Nick Lachey. And you just go, obviously I'm Nick Lachey.
That's bold.
It's just like, well, then obviously she's Vanessa, and obviously this is Love is Blind, and obviously. Like, I just was always like, that's...
But it seemed to me like it was it wasn't her doing it. It was the producer of the commercial kind of wanting to be like, you're always talking to her, right? This is just another example of this.
She's always talking up.
Like gaslighting us into thinking that like she's always around or something. I don't know. It's very strange.
Very odd.
Hi, it's Christina again.
Here's what else I don't like about Shark Tank.
Okay.
And I just realized this now. The fact that it's on video makes it somehow worse.
What do you mean on video?
Well, you know, it's not shot on film like Newhart?
Yeah. Or like Top Chef or, you know, like shows like that. Like there's a lot of them that are kind of filmish, you know.
It's like a stage presentation.
Yeah, it's like too live feeling. It's too like, yeah, I don't like it. I don't like Shark Tank.
Okay, I think I get what you mean.
I don't like watching the presentations of these dumb people.
The worst part of it is you have a $1 million idea and you want to go on, but you hate the show. So
and you keep sinking all your own money into it.
Yeah.
Really, and your idea is what? A tank for sharks?
Yeah. Sunk cost fallacy. I keep buying sharks.
So your idea is what? A giant tank for all these sharks?
Yeah.
Sometimes I find it interesting when they go off on somebody where like, sometimes they'll be like really, they'll like let's say for instance, like the person challenges the offer.
Yeah.
Sometimes they allow them to do that. Other times they go, you're going to lose this.
Well, because when they don't allow it, they're so condescending to the people. And it's like, it really bugs me.
They're like, your idea is so stupid. And here we are offering you money for it. And you're counteracting us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, don't they have the right to be like, I'd rather give you 25% than 33% or whatever. And like the shark is like, No. And it's like, or
now
like,
I'm not interested.
Or
anymore.
Like, they'll be like, the person's challenging it. And then like the other sharks who are already out are going like, you shouldn't be doing that. Yeah. You shouldn't be. And
they
like,
should, they should let us be judges.
But you know what else? It's like,
I want to be a shark.
There's a thing where, so the person gives their presentation like, but who wants this? Why do they, you know, who cares? What? It's like, well, why is this person even on the show?
Right.
Like, I don't want, this is unpleasant to watch.
You know I find it pleasant
so
to
you,
watch.
So you don't like American Idol when they would have bad singers on. They would.
Oh, I hated that. Yeah.
Well, that was,
that's the only reason anyone watched.
That was a different time, I feel, where
that was a different time.
I don't feel that we as a culture want to do that the same way we did 20 years ago, where it was like funny.
No, I feel like it's flipped.
I mean, do they still do it? Do they still show?
No, they don't. American Idol is a feel good show now where everyone who comes on has like an inspirational story. I feel we've gone so far on the other side that it would be fresh again to have a Simon being like, you suck.
The last Shark Tank I saw.
It is funny, I guess.
It is good.
You suck. Did they ever come out and say that?
I feel like, they would do it all the time. You're fucking terrible.
You
suck?
And they would sometimes be like, what are we even doing here? And get mad at the producers this, because the producers are intentionally sending them to these people who suck.
It's like, you know why.
Yeah.
I know. It's not news to you.
If you're the producer.
You're one of the people in charge.
It's kind of funny, like, when you're leading that person in, you're like, now he's going to hate this.
We watched some Shark Tank in a hotel room, and there was this.
So you hate it so much you're watching it in a hotel room.
It was just
it's a hotel to watch their TV.
We checked into a hotel to watch it.
Lauren dropped an orange.
It's a Mandarin.
I don't care. So this woman, it was two women that had this new baby changing station, like the kind you have
for like a public restroom.
Yes, exactly. And the idea was that this was a self-cleaning station. So after
that you would install in restrooms or that you that would, one would bring
no,
to
no, no, it would be installed in restrooms and you close the lid before you use it and it sanitizes the thing.
Right.
And it was a great idea. And they pointed out, but you're not going to be able to get the people that need to buy it to buy it. Like for the people that would use it,
like
of course they would love this.
Yes, but
for like an airport or a restaurant or a mall or whatever,
it's too expensive.
It's too expensive, so they're not going to buy it.
Right,
and that was interesting at least, but it sucked to watch these women be told like
your dreams are dead.
It's not a good idea or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I really don't like it. I find it very unpleasant.
Do you know, a lot of men's rooms still don't have baby changing stations. And that's insane.
But someone was, I think it was Eric Swalwell or whatever.
Eric Stoltz,
maybe.
Rocky from Mask, I think, was saying this. Was saying that
Original Marty McFly, I think.
They were going to try to make a law where every public restroom had to have a baby changing station. I was like, that's too, these little tiny ones in like tiny restaurants. Come on.
Well, if it's a tiny restaurant, of course it has to have a tiny one.
Like for a tiny baby?
Yeah.
I feel like
if your baby is big, don't go in there.
It's kind of the same as having a toilet. Like it's another type of person who needs a place to change their
diaper. I have one
like,
of those.
I have a toilet.
But I'm saying like,
I'm listening.
You have a toilet.
You got my attention. We'll buy your idea. We have toilets.
Great.
All right. We have to take a break.
And we're back, and you know what time it is?
What time is it, Paul?
I love saying these words. Mm. It's time to play a three-cher.
Whoa.
A three-cher is a game that we like to play. You send them in, and
Every day.
We like...
Sorry.
That's all right. I understand.
I was trying to help.
I know. I that got really it. I get it. Went off I get the why rails. You did that. If you would like to send us a three-cher to play on the show... because you get to listen to us play it. Mm-hmm. Why are we doing this?
Why do we do what? Let them submit?
No, why do we have three cheers?
It's always been a huge part of the show.
It's everyone's favorite part of the show.
That's why. People are like,
well,
please.
Do we want to
change? I skip ahead to the three cheers.
Do we want to change it?
No.
There you go.
No, nothing will ever
change. That's why.
Okay.
It's like asking, why does David Schwimmer like pancakes?
It's because they're good. Because they're the best ones he ever had. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Hi, it's Christina again.
If you would like to send us a three-cher, why don't you write to us at freedomusa@gmail.com and send us a game, like a game you play in the car, a parlor game, if you're old-fashioned in that way, and we'll play it. Like this one that was sent to us by Kevin H.
Kevin H. Being very cagey about that last name.
Hi, Kevin. Maybe he's an alcoholic.
Maybe it's Hitler.
That would be a drag.
That would be such a bummer.
That would be. Do you remember Hill Street Blues, the TV show?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Guy with a pipe.
James B. Sicking.
Mm-hmm. He was just he was like the what sort did of I just SWAT see him guy. In Ordinary People.
Oh, he was in that?
I believe
never
so.
Seen it. Paul hasn't seen.
I guess you should have him on.
No, we already did that up.
Yeah, you've seen it. But there was a
But you haven't seen it, so why don't you do it?
I'm busy.
There was a storyline at some point where one of the cops was trying to be the agent to this comedian. Mm. And the comedian was played by Terry Kaiser, Bernie, of
Weekend at Bernie's. Oh, okay.
And he had-
Does Bernie talk in that movie ever? Or is he dead from the
I think in the very first movie he talks before he dies.
Right.
Yeah. I don't recall.
And then he talks.
He says, "I'm dying," and then that's it.
He talks at the very end of the second movie to say, "We all had a lot of fun, but no, stay safe out there."
Hey, everybody's writing letters to me saying, "Are you really dead?" But so this comedian had narcolepsy and would fall asleep on stage.
Oh, is that part of the bit?
But then his name also was Vic Hitler Jr.
Oh, what? I remember this. Yes, I remember this.
And that's Vic Hitler fake Jr. name.
His stage name,
that
right?
was the character's real name.
Real name, right. The I remember this.
Vic story. Hitler Jr.
I started watching L.A. Law because I had never seen any episode, so I've watched 10 episodes of the first season.
How did
season
the
or
theme
whatever.
Song go to L.A. Law? Okay. Yes. That is what I was thinking.
But I find it fascinating that Corbin Burnson... Because it was really good in a pilot for him to be a divorce lawyer, and they got to do like he's seedy and he's giving terrible advice and all that. And then they ran out of storylines, I think, three episodes in of him being a divorce lawyer. So they turned him into an entertainment lawyer guy.
Oh my God.
He's like, I'm really getting into entertainment law, but it's not an entertainment law business.
Right.
It's a just LA law business. So it's really weird to have one entertainment law guy.
I don't remember anything about that show.
The what butterfly was it? Butterfly, the Venus butterfly. Remember? Do you know what this is, Lauren?
No.
Some sex things.
Yeah. So the kind of nebbishy guy is told a sex technique called the
sex sneak.
A sex sneak, yes. Called the Venus butterfly or whatever. And it's like this.
Where you put your legs behind your head.
This will drive women crazy or whatever. And then he tries it on Jill Eikenberry that night, whom he was actually married to. So it's not weird.
Oh, in real life?
Yeah, in real life.
So even the characters are allowed to do it.
And yes. So cut to the aftermath of it. And she's like, I've never had anyone do anything like that to me. And he's like, well, I'd love to do it again sometime. Anyway, who cares about what happens afterwards? But
he played Bagel and Tin Man.
Everyone was. Oh, that's right. Everyone was like my roommate Bagel. Roommate Roundup or whatever.
I have parties.
But everyone was like, Bagel. What is the Venus butterfly? What is the Venus butterfly?
And what is it?
They made it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's some
Why wouldn't you assume that?
Yeah. It's some sort of oral sex.
Weirdos.
All right.
Okay.
I think it's where the guy puts his legs behind his head and then he like kind of crawls around the room on his butt. Like,
yeah. Scoots around on his butt.
Yeah. It's like something out of Hereditary or
something.
That's
what I think it is.
All right. Thank you, Kevin H., for submitting this. My name is, parentheses, and I like. The first player introduces themselves to the second as a memorable character. Simply like by Vic saying, Hitler, my name is, example, my name is John Smith and I like swimming. Splash, splash.
That's not memorable.
What?
Should I stop?
Yes. Bad example.
What did I just say? Do you remember?
My name is John something Smith, and I like swimming. Splash, splash.
John Smith.
John Smith?
You remember.
Okay.
So loaf of bread, container of milk, and a stick of butter.
Okay. So it's memorable in that sense.
Man,
it's
not person, like, camera, woman, TV.
It's not like my name is Napoleon Dynamite and I like doing the dance on stage.
Honestly, it can be that.
Okay. Go on.
If it were the same thing every time, my name is John Smith and I like swimming, it wouldn't be much of a game.
Boring game.
The second player introduces both the first character and themselves to the third player.
All right. His name
is John Smith and he likes swimming. Splash, splash. My name is Taylor Swift and I like eating apples. Chomp, chomp.
Okay.
Names New characters hard. Continue to be introduced like this in a circle until someone is forgotten.
Names are so hard, but let's try.
Names are so hard.
Yeah.
But that's why you make them memorable.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, they have to, because John Smith, I don't think, is a memorable name, unless you're...
It's a fucking example,
unless
dude.
Unless you're named that, and then it is.
If you met somebody named John Smith, you would not forget it because the name is so bland.
Apologies to any John Smith.
Apologies to most John Smiths.
Not all, you're right.
Some of them got to be dicks, right?
It reminds me of Teacher's Lounge when, you know, like when people come on Bang Bang, everyone picks like a crazy name, you know? And so I picked Jim Smith to be the character, but then his name is actually Gymnasium Smith. And then Smithsonian because he was born in the gymnasium in the Smithsonian.
Did that just come out or you planned that?
I can't remember.
I bet you planned it. You're a little devil.
I don't know. All right.
The forgotten character then wins a point and begins introducing themselves to a new circle.
New circle.
New circle.
I don't think we have to do points.
We have to go have friends like do this with us.
You're saying, can we phone a friend?
There's multiple circles.
I think that it would start anew.
Are we able to pull the audience?
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
New circle. We can pull the audience. Great. Yeah. I mean, that's not in there. I'm calling that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
My name is Oprah Winfrey and I love bread. Hump, hump.
Hump, hump. Her name is Oprah Winfrey and she loves bread. Hump, hump. My name is Georgina Willenhema, and I love riding my tricycle.
Her name is Georgina Willenhema, and she likes riding her tricycle. My name is Canoodle Badoodle, and I like to play the kazoo.
Aren't you supposed to say mine as well?
It's just
no, I'm introducing
person.
him and me to you.
Well, I wasn't listening to what you just said because I was really worried that you were.
Wait, do I say all? Wait a minute.
I don't know. I was confused on it as well, but.
Because it's like you only have to remember one thing.
So then I'm introducing.
Oprah
everyone?
Winfrey.
You, Oprah Winfrey and Wilhelmina Menina. To you who are now you're a new person.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let's start over because
I hate this.
Paul, you hate
I'm
the
kidding, I'm kidding, I'm kidding, okay. I'm kidding.
My name's Jazzy Paz, and I love Pez. Click, click.
Her name is Jazzy Paz, and she likes Pez. Click, click. My name is Ingrid Jones, and I love bags. Crinkle, crinkle. Oh.
Her name is Ingrid Jones. She loves bags. Crinkle, crinkle. And her name is Jazzy Paz. And she loves pets. Click, click. My name, of course, is Tommy Noodles. And I love dynamite. Bang, bang.
His name is Tommy Noodles. He loves Dynamite Bang Bang. Her name is... Fuck! I literally have no fucking clue. You love bags.
Ingrid Jones.
You didn't know.
What?
Ingrid Jones shoves bags. Crinkle, crinkle. And her name is Jazzy Paz, and she loves Pez. Click, click. And my name...
I've forgotten everyone.
Sylvester Stallone, and I love Rocky. Run, run.
I guess he did run up those steps.
Famously.
His name is Sylvester Stallone, and he loves Rocky. Run, run. This dude is someone I don't have any idea and has never introduced himself to me. So why should I even know his name?
Oh, good loophole.
Meanwhile, my name is Ingrid Jones. Loves bags, crinkle, crinkle. And this is Jazzy Pez. Pazzy Pez? Pizzy Piz?
Pizzy Piz, yeah.
And loves Pez, click, click.
This is horrible.
And then my name is Wharton B. Thritherford.
Shut up. This sucks. What about we do, I'm going on a picnic and I'm bringing, and then you do.
Oh, no, not this again.
No, you picnic do. One? You
do. I famously could not get this one.
But it's alphabetical. A, B, C, D.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Remind us how to do it again.
So you say, I'm going on a picnic and I'm bringing an apple. And then you say, I'm going to pick up an apple and a banana.
Oh, God.
And you're going, I'm going to pick up an apple, banana, and a cantaloupe.
Can I just say very quickly, sorry, apologies to Kevin H. The H stands for, hey boy. This did not work out.
That was really hard.
It was really hard. It's a great idea, but, couldn't do it.
Maybe, Paul, you were right that it should have just been the two people.
I think it'd be easier with more people.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're hearing it repeated more times.
I think you're crazy.
I feel like they play this in Asteroid City.
Tried to play that.
Did we?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So,
but that was legit. That was actual names, and there was no sound effects.
Right. Start us off with the.
I think this game would have been better with people different than us, who were not as hungry.
Yeah.
We are very hungry right now.
I'm ready to eat.
All right. So, do you want to try the picnic thing?
Yeah, I'm going on a picnic, and I'm bringing applesauce.
I'm going on a picnic, and how do I phrase this?
And I'm bringing applesauce and...
I'm bringing applesauce and banana bread.
Oh, double B. I'm going on a picnic, and I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, and corn on the cob.
I'm going on a picnic, and I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, and dicks.
I'm going on a picnic. She is hungry. I'm going on a picnic and I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, and egg salad.
I'm going on a picnic and I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, and fire.
I'm going on a picnic and I bring applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, and Grover from Sesame Street.
I'm going on a picnic. I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cobs, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover from Sesame Street, and why can I not think of any word that starts with H?
You got it.
A hoverboard.
I'm going on a picnic. I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover from Sesame Street. Hoverboard, please. One. And I. Me.
Oh.
I'm going on a picnic and I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, eggs.
Clearing your throat just to
egg salad.
Lubricate it to get it ready.
Egg salad?
Egg salad. Yeah.
Fire.
Egg salad?
Grover from Sesame Street, hoverboard, and I. And... jelly beans, black only.
I'm going on a picnic. I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover from Sesame Street, a hoverboard, me, jelly beans, black only, and knishes.
I'm going on a picnic. I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover from Sesame Street, a hoverboard, and I, jelly beans, black only, Canisius and Land O'Lakes margarine.
I'm going on a picnic. I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover for Sesame Street, hoverboard, jelly beans, black only, Canisius, Land O'Lakes butter. Land O'Lakes butter. Land O'Lakes butter.
Stop saying it.
I'm out.
Margarine.
Oh, margarine. Fuck.
That shouldn't count because you said the L part.
Land O'Lakes.
Does that count? Do we have to be word perfect on this?
Land O'Lakes margarine and Mackenzie Phillips memoir.
Double M's. I'm going on a picnic. I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover from Sesame Street, a hoverboard, jelly beans, black only, Knishes, Land O'Lakes, margarine, and Mackenzie Phillips' memoir, and nothing else.
I'm going to picnic. I'm bringing apples.
Thank you.
Sauce.
Oh, in sauce form.
Banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grove from Sesame Street, hoverboard and I, jelly beans, black only, Canisius, Land O'Lakes margarine, the Mackenzie Phillips memoir, nothing else. Oh!
I'm going on a picnic. I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, Grove from Sesame Street, hoverboard, jelly beans, black only, Canisius, Land O'Lakes margarine, Mackenzie Phillips memoir, nothing else. Oh, penises.
I'm going on a picnic. I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover from Sesame Street, hoverboard and I, jelly beans, black only, Knishes, Land O'Lakes margarine, Mackenzie Phillips memoir, nothing else. Oh, penises! What's after that? Oh, yeah. And quilts.
I'm going to business. I'm bringing episodes.
Episodes?
Episodes. Box set of episodes.
The box set of episodes. I'm bringing
episodes. Banana bread, corn on the cob, deeks, egg salad, fire, Grove, Sesame Street, hoverboard and eye, jelly beans, black only, Lady Lex margarine, nothing else. Oh, penises. Quilts and ragu.
I'm going on a picnic. I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover from Sesame Street, hoverboard. Oh, jelly beans, black only, Canisius, Land O'Lakes margarine, Mackenzie Hills memoir. Nothing else. Oh, penises, quilts, ragu, and of course, snakeskin.
I'm going to picnic. I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover from Sesame Street, hoverboard nigh me, jelly beans, black only, Canisius, Land O'Lakes margarine, Mackenzie Phillips memoir, nothing else. Oh, penises, quilts, ragu, snakeskin. And Time Out Magazine. Time Out New York. Is that what it's called? Specifically?
I'm simply going on a picnic and I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover from Sesame Street, hoverboard, and jelly bean, black only, little maran, Mackenzie Phillips memoir, nothing else. Oh, penises, quills, ragu, snake skin, Tumult New York magazine, balloon. Oh, no. Umbrella.
Wow.
Wow.
I feel seen. I'm going on a picnic. I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, Ike, silent fire, Grover from Sesame Street, hoverboard, jelly beans, black only, conditions, Lenderlegs, margarine, Mackenzie Phillips memoir, nothing else. Oh, penises, quilts, ragu, snakeskin, Time Out New York, balloon, umbrella. And a Victrola.
I'm going to picnic. I'm bringing.
We're too good at this.
Applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover from Sesame Street, hoverboard, jelly beans, black only, Knishes, Land O'Lakes, margarine, Mackenzie Phillips, memoir, nothing else. Oh, penises, quilts, ragu, snakeskin, Time Out New York magazine, balloons, umbrella. Victrola and Wild and Out episodes.
How many?
Half of one.
Ooh. Wow.
I don't know about episodes. I'm going on a picnic. I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover from Sesame Street, a hoverboard and I, jelly beans, black only. Canisius, Land O'Lakes, margarine, Mackenzie Phillips memoir, nothing else. Oh, penises. quilts, ragu, snakeskin, Time Out New York, balloons, umbrella, Victrola, Wild and Out, half an episode, and an x-ray of my leg.
Hmm. I'm going right? on a picnic.
I don't know. I don't know how to read them.
I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover from Sesame Street, hoverboard, jelly beans, black only, Knishes, Land O'Lakes, margarine, Mackenzie Phillips memoir, nothing else. Oh, penises, quilts, ragu, snake skin, Time Out New York. Balloons, umbrellas, Victrola, Wild and Out episode, extra of my leg, yak blood.
Bring it home, Scott.
I'm going on a picnic and I'm bringing applesauce, banana bread, corn on the cob, dicks, egg salad, fire, Grover from Sesame Street, hoverboard and I, me, jelly beans, black only, Knishes, Land O'Lakes, margarine, Mackenzie Phillips memoir, nothing else. Oh, penises, quilts, ragu, snakeskin, Time Out New York, what? Balloon, umbrella, Victrola, Wild and Out, half an episode. X-ray of my leg.
Yeah,
blood. And a zombie of zero moss down.
We were too good at that. Nobody messed up and everyone was great.
Well, I love us and I love the listeners. And thank you for listening to us. If you would like to.
If you want a three-cher
and you want to send
and you want our bodies.
So
only if you want those two things.
Listen, you got to get the Threemium Eps because that is additional content.
Where we answer your voicemail.
Every other week. And it gives us a little prompt of things to talk about. And it's a lot of fun. It's a little mini sort of freedom.
You can find those at CBB World and Apple Podcast Premium.
That's right. And also, don't forget about Three Visiting on the Twos. That is our older episodes, vintage classic episodes, coming out from behind the paywall.
Put it back.
Also, if you want to write to us at freedomusa@gmail.com. And leave us a voicemail at hagclaims8.com.
I think that's really it, Lauren.
That's all I got.
Yep. And until then,
see you, smell you later.
See you, smell you later, beta.